You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
December the 9th, 2020, four states, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, by their vote count, 62 electoral college votes will all go to Biden, unless the Texas suit now in front of the U.S. Supreme Court will block those votes. The Texas suit claims, as filed by the Attorney General, these battleground states were making decisions in contrast and opposing the U.S. Constitution. That the elections in these states where state law was not followed affects voters in Texas and elsewhere across the nation because of fraud, not following the Constitution. By Constitution, the states are supposed to set any election requirements for their state. It has to be a legislative session setting it. What was happening in those states, either by court or decisions of election boards, they were just redoing everything, rushing into the election because of the COVID scare. President Trump said, this suit is a big one. Our country needs a victory. My guest in the last hour, Hans von Pakospi of the Heritage Foundation, said he expects the Supreme Court justices will meet Friday in a closed session discussing the case after they get the reply from those four states sometime tomorrow. And then maybe sometime over the weekend we'll find out if they will or will not go forward. He's doubtful the Supreme Court will handle the case. Congressman Eric Swalwell, Democrat of California, in the middle of a spy inquiry involving China. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican, California, said this is only the tip of the iceberg that we're hearing. These are Chinese spies that go down to the level of a mayor. Apparently China was helping a city council member become a congressman. Talking about Swalwell. And the congressman now gets on the Intel Committee. And those on the Intel Committee are only selected by leaders of their party, which means Nancy Pelosi. And he says Swalwell was so preoccupied with going after Trump that he was not protecting the USA from bad actors such as China. Response from Swalwell, well, he's reacting and claiming this claim that a Chinese spy woman had any kind of relationships with me and anything that I did wrong. He said it's all stuff created by Donald Trump and the Republicans. Not my fault. We only had trouble with China after Trump got in office. To blame Trump. Well, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that President Trump and his administration have successfully exposed the Chinese Communist Party as the most significant threat to the U.S. He said, hopefully we'll continue to keep them in our crosshairs going forward. But, of course, we have a new administration possibly coming in. And Swalwell is counting on that to just make all of this go away. Again, this Chinese woman, according to federal investigators, was a spy. And federal investigators apparently gave Swalwell a briefing in 2015 alerting him that she might be a spy. Be careful. All right. And you're worried about COVID? You need to understand and hear this story. There's a southwestern city in China, Chengdu. They say it's entered wartime mode. Why? Because they've detected seven new coronavirus cases between December 6th and 8th. They think they have a new coronavirus outbreak in that part of their country. A number of illegal immigrants were released from Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention back in October. There was a court order, you must free them. 250 released from a facility in California because of COVID safety laws. You know what's happened? ICE, of course, complained about it, but they said we had to do it. And what they've done since then, many of them who already had pending criminal charges or convictions Many of them have been rearrested again. One for molesting a minor under the age of 14. Hey, if you're looking for some good journalism and want to go somewhere to get the best training, Howard University announcing it's hiring MSNBC host Joy Reid to be a visiting professor at Howard University. She's going to talk about covering race, gender, and politics of the digital age. The same woman who had to apologize for a blog post in 2007 accusing a man of being gay. What if they have room for me to come in and teach? Think I could go in and do some balance? What do you think my chances are? Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Businesses, restaurants, nursing homes need to be free of COVID. So you should be contacting Wellington Environmental. A professionally trained team will disinfect your facility using powerful but safe disinfectants. And here's something new. Wellington has a line of foggers that you can use to disinfect your own facility. These foggers are in high demand, but Wellington Environmental has some for now. They cost about $500. But my listeners get a big price break, a $100 discount. You save $100 just by saying you heard about it on Larry Connors USA. For more information on getting your personal fogging device or to schedule professional disinfecting, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
These elections in other states where state law was not followed as required by the Constitution affects my voters because these are national elections, and so if there are fraudulent activities or things that affect an election and state law is not followed as is required by the Constitution, it affects our state. It affects every state.
Those are the words of the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on Fox News this morning, talking about the lawsuit that Texas filed demanding the U.S. Supreme Court block the Electoral College votes of Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Those four states have a total of 62 Electoral College votes. The challenge from Texas is the elections in these states, they did not follow the law, neither the Constitution of the U.S. nor their state law. By the Constitution, legislatures of each state set the requirements for the elections, not the governor, not a Supreme Court of that state, not election board officials, legislative action. And in the rush to deal with the COVID, these states, like many others, decide to rush forward and just kind of ignore the law because it's a whole new world now and we can get away with anything. We can rewrite election laws. We can suddenly allow absentee balloting to go beyond certain dates. We can do all this and no one can stop us. Well, the Attorney General of Texas says we want to get in and try to argue that point with the U.S. Supreme Court. And several other states have stepped forward to join the suit as well, Missouri being one of them, and Alabama, Louisiana. They're already, according to the Attorney Generals of each of those states and others, saying we're ready to step in and support them if it's going to go forward. Where it stands now is that the Supreme Court, in response to the Texas suit against these four states, to Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, you need to be in front of us by 3 o'clock tomorrow with your answer to defend yourself as to why we should not hear the case and get into it. Now, if you missed my interview the last hour with Hans Bukowski at the Heritage Foundation, I truly encourage you to go back to our Facebook at Larry Connors USA Facebook and hear that interview. Hans, extremely knowledgeable, obviously, on constitutional law, and he dealt with several particular issues that us as common lay people, we would not know, and yet they are going to be in play. But one thing he did point out, that he believed that the court, after it gets its answers from Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, sometime tomorrow, will then meet Friday morning in a private session. They'll discuss what they're going to do about the case. Are they going to take it or not? And then we'll find out over the weekend if they will. And if so, if they're going to take it, there might be oral arguments scheduled first thing Monday morning. But Hans also said it's possible they don't want to get involved because so much politics is around it. Well, and Hans agrees, it's politics either way, deciding whichever way they go. But the whole crux is how the mail-in voting got handled. Now, we're not talking about were their signatures right, do they come from dead people, or things of that nature. Just the fact as to how the laws for that election inside that state were changed, the regulations for that election were changed, not by state legislative action, but either by fiat of the governor or some party official or somebody like that, because they thought, this is what we got to do. And Attorney General Paxton of Texas says, that's an issue we cannot ignore.
We had, I think it was 12 lawsuits that we won related to mail-in ballots and other similar activities. Had we not won every single one of those, we would have been in the very same situation in Texas that they were in Georgia and Wisconsin. And so it was important for us to make sure the genie didn't get out of the bottle, because after the fact, especially if you take away signature verification, you have virtually no way to go back and verify whether the right people voted.
And of course, he's talking about the suits they faced in Texas at the time. They said we were able to reject each of them, and we were able to carry out the election as it should be. But these other states, they didn't care because they just wanted to rush in. And when they did, they kind of dropped all pretense of actually holding a legitimate election. Well, of course, that's my take and the take of many. There is another side. I always give you the other side. And Michigan Attorney General, who is one of the states being challenged, said the erosion of confidence in our democratic system isn't attributable to good people of Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, or Pennsylvania, but rather to partisan officials like Mr. Paxton, who place loyalty to a person over loyalty to their country. And then the Wisconsin Attorney General made a reference to an historic playoff game between the Green Bay Packers and Dallas Cowboys. Here's what he said. Those of you who are real sports fans, you'll know exactly what he's mentioning. I feel sorry for Texans that their tax dollars are being wasted on such a genuinely embarrassing lawsuit. Texas is likely to change the outcome of the Ice Bowl, the game between the Packers and Cowboys, as to overturn the will of Wisconsin voters in the 2020 presidential election. Well, Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio says Trump should not give up. There's no reason, based on everything we've seen, there is no reason for Trump to concede at this point.
Everyone knows, instinctively, everyone knows there are problems with this election. I mean, the fact he said, 75 million people, he increased his vote total by 10 to 11 million. We won 27 out of the 27 toss-up states. He increased his votes with Hispanic Americans, African Americans, state legislatures that Republicans controlled. We kept all those plus increased those numbers. You can just go down the line. He won 19 of the 20 bellwether counties. He won Ohio by 8, Iowa by 8, Florida by 3, and yet somehow doesn't win.
And somehow Trump doesn't win despite all those numbers? Those are legitimate questions. We could answer them, right? Shouldn't we answer them? Or do you want to know the truth? If you don't want to know the truth, Maybe it's exactly the way they came out. Maybe that is the truth. But when there's so many irregularities and questions and concerns and issues, you just want to accept it as fact? You just want to accept that as a fact? It's almost like they're telling you, trust me, the sun will not appear tomorrow. Trust me. Just trust me. And tomorrow when you see it, you say, well, what happens? Well, told you to trust me. You didn't trust me, so there it is. In other words, blame you. I mentioned earlier that several states have already indicated they would join this case if it goes forward. Missouri, one of them. Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, South Dakota. Four justices must agree for the court to hear the case. Four out of the nine. A time frame is looming. The Electoral College scheduled to vote December 14th. Now, if we go back to the election case brought before the Supreme Court, the Gore-Bush case back in 2000, the court ruled December 12th, two days before the Electoral College convened. Again, the reason they're able to go straight to the U.S. Supreme Court is, well, the Constitution allows, if it's an issue between the states, Article 3, Section 2, says the Supreme Court can hear cases brought by one state against another without first going to a lower court. That's why Texas is taking this route. And as I mentioned yesterday, it's a big power play. It is the only thing they have left at this point. And they're simply wanting a hearing in front of the court to explain it in more detail and asking these four states to respond. Now, what the state of Texas is really wanting also is basically for those votes that were taken in those states to be tossed and the legislatures of each state select the Electoral College instead of the voters. Yes, Virginia, Republicans control the legislatures in each of those states. Here's Texas Attorney General Paxton.
Our argument isn't necessarily directly about the fraud. Our argument is that because these states like Pennsylvania and Wisconsin did not follow their own state law, and that these orders were by other elected officials to change the law or by other judges, that is unconstitutional. Therefore, that election, right, we can't go back and fix it, but we can say, okay, let's transfer this to the legislature, which used to do this in other states, and let them to decide the outcome of the election. That would be a valid constitutional situation.
It would be if they get to that point. I want to share with you an opinion piece from CNN. I always try to give you balance and information that you might not get elsewhere, in the sense that you're only going to get one side of the story. I'm all about you hearing both to help you make your own decision. And yes, I have a particular view. I've already expressed that. But I still take into account that some of you listening don't buy into my view on this or other issues. That's fine. That's fine. This CNN column piece begins with, and you're going to love it, by the way, if you're an anti-Trumper, the only questions now are how many more times President Donald Trump wants to lose the election to President-elect Joe Biden, and whether his Republican acolytes on Capitol Hill will wake up and recognize reality. It goes on to say Trump's dangerous delusions about a stolen election represent the most overt attempt in modern history by a president to overthrow the will of the voters. I have to stop it right there. Did they just say that his delusions about a stolen election represent the most overt attempt to overthrow the will of the voters? What did we have for the first 2+ years of the Trump administration? Allegations, investigations, going after Trump, Russian collusion, all of this stuff, as they were trying to overthrow the will of the people and getting even to the point of moving forward with impeachment. And, of course, getting a vote out of the House for impeachment, but didn't get past the Senate. But a former federal prosecutor and the senior legal analyst, Laura Coates, for CNN, talking about this latest effort, she says, the jig is up. The president of the United States has no other recourse. And Biden's spokesman says the election is over. Joe Biden won. He will be sworn in as president in January. Of course, President Trump denies it. And he says it's not just about me. It's about our Constitution. It's the nation. We have a time frame coming up. We have a pressing time frame. As I said, we've got the Electoral College scheduled to vote December the 14th. I want to deal with that time frame a little bit more. And also, if you're looking for any stories that I'm relating to you now that favor Trump, you need to know how the big tech companies are once again censoring, controlling, clamping down. So you're not going to see that story. When we come back, Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, on the time frame we're all facing as we wait to see what's the next step in this presidential election. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Let's get all the truth, all the information out there so that we can get to the truth. Over 200 people have filed affidavits and declarations. We didn't have that during the impeachment, yet the Democrats spent a year on impeachment. They spent all that time on Trump, Russia, the whole Mueller investigation. We can certainly spend a few weeks when you have a third of the electorate who thinks something's not right here. We can certainly spend a few weeks in some important court cases to find out exactly what happened.
Again, those are the words of Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio. But when he says a few weeks, and that's a statement he made just yesterday, I believe, at the latest, might have been this morning, because he says Trump should not concede, is another part of that interview. We're up against it as far as the Electoral College, December 14th. I mentioned earlier, in case you missed it, that when we had the Gore-Bush Supreme Court hearing and battle at that point, the court ruled in Bush's favor 2 days before the Electoral College was to meet. We're December 9 now. December 14 is the day for the Electoral College to meet. Again, the way it's laid out at this time, the Texas lawsuit against four states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, claim they violated the Constitution in the way they made changes to their state election because they did not use their state legislature, as they should have, and there's 60-plus electoral votes there that are still in play. Now, we saw yesterday Pennsylvania case got thrown out. We've seen the Arizona Supreme Court yesterday knock down a challenge by that state's GOP chairwoman. This is it. This is for all the marbles. And the four states named in that Texas suit have until 3 o'clock tomorrow to present their answer to the challenge and present it to the U.S. Supreme Court. And apparently on Friday morning, members of the court will meet and discuss it and decide the next step. If four of them vote to hear the case, apparently we'll move into a hearing. And my guess in the last hour, Hans von Pakoski said that you could have oral arguments come Monday morning. Now, we may not know what their decision is until sometime over the weekend. It may come later tomorrow. I mean, Friday at this point. We don't really know, do we? And aside from this challenge by Texas and other states willing to step in and help them with that as well, because, say, if they were cheating in Georgia, well, then they were cheating in the rest of my constituents in my state, affecting their vote as well. And you know there are clear questions about some things that happened. There's no doubt. Remember the cases being pulled out under the drape table? Now, we're told there were there's nothing wrong with it, but they were under a drape table, the only table in the room that's draped, and then they did admit that they were counting ballots after everyone had left. That meant no observers in Georgia. So they clearly were counting ballots without anyone monitoring what they were doing. Does that mean there was a crime, fraud? No, it doesn't. But aren't we entitled to know? Ask the questions, find out. But it's a timetable we're facing now. Coming up, we're going to focus more on Congressman Swalwell, caught up in a Chinese spy thing, possibly a sexual relationship. I'm just raising that issue. We don't know. I'm not saying it is, just asking. And, of course, he's blaming. Well, who else? Blame Trump for it. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
I say, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
This congressman now gets on the Intel Committee. They are only selected from the Intel Committee by the leaders of their party, meaning Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is one of the Gang of Eight, along with myself. Did Nancy Pelosi know this had transpired when she put him on the committee? We have our Senator, Dianne Feinstein, for 2 decades, the personal assistant that hear all the private phone calls in the car and others, a Chinese spy.
That is the statement from Congressman McCarthy, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican, California. And he said, this is only the tip of the iceberg, because remember what we're hearing. These are Chinese spies that go down to the level of a mayor. And he talks about China helping a city council member become a congressman, the congressman now on the Intel Committee. And the members of the Intel Committee selected only by leaders of their party, Nancy Pelosi. He's talking about Congressman Eric Swalwell, Democrat of California. Swalwell is keeping quiet about his relationship with the so-called spy. She's identified as a Chinese national named either Fang Fang or Christine Fang, and apparently was given the job, duty, of targeting up-and-coming local politicians, including Swalwell. And she apparently helped fundraise for Swalwell's 2014 campaign, helped place at least one intern in his office. There are reports, according to Axios, that Fain had relationships with at least two Midwestern mayors that turned sexual. And at least two of the incidents apparently caught by FBI surveillance. Well, when Swalwell was asked about his relationship with Fang, the office of the congressman declines to comment. Now, again, according to Axios, federal investigators gave Swalwell a defensive briefing in 2015, alerting them to their concerns over Fang. Intel officials does say that Swalwell cut ties with the woman shortly after that. And Swalwell is talking about that point because it makes him look good. In an interview on CNN, he said, well, first of all, I was notified over 6 years about this individual. I offered to help the FBI. I did. I was thanked by the FBI for my help. That person is no longer in the country. And I was a little surprised reading about my cooperation in that story because the story says there was never any suspicion of wrongdoing on my part. All I did was cooperate. And then he says, you know, the interesting thing is this story was being leaked at the time I was working on impeachment, the House Intel Committee. And if this is a country, listen to this next statement. This is going to blow you away. If you're driving, please do not lose control of the vehicle. The next statement from Congressman Eric Swalwell. If this is a country where people who criticize the president are going to have law enforcement information weaponized against them, that's not a country any of us want to live in. There it is. I told you. The Democrats have been weaponizing the FBI, the DOJ, and we obviously have information. We've had transcripts that have been made public. They did it all. And he has he thinks he can sit there and talk about they were weaponizing it against me because I spoke out against Trump. And that's right. He then ends up blaming Trump. He said, we never had any problem with China until Trump came in. Swalwell, blaming Trump. Just listen.
I saw collusion, you know, from the very beginning when, you know, they were so eager to work with the Russians.
You believe that President Trump still is an agent of Russia? What do you mean by that?
He acts on their behalf. Our country has seen just a influx of Russians into our political bloodstream, and that's something that did not exist until Donald Trump came on the scene.
You hear that? He's talking about the Russians, and he's also blaming Trump for the problem with the Chinese as well. And, of course, I know they have that. We're not going to really have any problem with Biden and the Chinese. I think they're probably right about that. I mean, we already have to be worried about that, don't we? In fact, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is quoted as saying President Trump and his administration have successfully exposed the Chinese Communist Party as the most significant threat to our nation. And he's suggesting, I hope, the next administration will continue to look at it that way. He said, look at the Chinese Communist Party's cover-up of the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. The Chinese Communist Party, its influence operations across the country, around the world, all well-known and public. He said the Chinese Communist Party and the president's top diplomat at that time and former CIA director argued was able to operate in the shadows with impunity for years, but can now no longer hide its agenda and actions for the world. The Chinese Communist Party has shown itself. We now see it. And, of course, there are a lot of questions about Biden and Hunter Biden and relationships with China. So we have Swalwell on the Intel Committee. Do you want somebody, I don't care who they are, Republican, Democrat, do you want someone in such a position if they might have been compromised by a relationship, be it sexual or just working relationship, with someone identified as a spy for a foreign country? That's the question from House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Why did the Democrats pull out of the bipartisan China task force I had set up? Why did Speaker Pelosi pull out of that? Why have they denied certain bills that would hold China accountable that have passed the Senate not come to the floor? Why do they focus on Silicon Valley members of Congress? Why is he still on the Intel Committee, let known why is he still a member of Congress? Did Adam Schiff know, as chairman of that committee, that he had this problem? Remember what the Intel Committee gets: information that no other members are able to see.
That's a key point. And Nancy Pelosi greenlighted Swalwell to be on the Intel Committee. Of course, keep in mind something that was discussed earlier in this segment. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, California, for 20 years had a Chinese spy who was masquerading as her personal assistant, her driver, things of that nature. And according to McCarthy and many others inside law enforcement, that spy was able to hear all the private phone calls she had in her car and any conversations she had with anyone else in the car or wherever she might be, because he was a personal assistant, always by her side. Now, that's not to say Senator Dianne Feinstein was cooperating with the spy, but for 20 years he was right beside her and it had not been found out, and all the details and the investigations back and forth we see on everyone else. And again, Congressman McCarthy asking, why is Swalwell still on the Intel Committee, let alone still a member of Congress? And did Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, you notice the correlation, they are all basically out of California here. Pelosi, Swalwell, Schiff, Feinstein, Kamala Harris. The question from McCarthy is, he's also out of California, Republican, did Adam Schiff know as chairman of the Intel Committee that Swalwell had this problem, this engagement, whatever relationship it might be, because Swalwell won't discuss it, with this Christine Fain, the Chinese spy? And again, according to Congressman McCarthy, remember the Intel Committee gets information no other members get to see. And he adds that Swalwell was so preoccupied going after President Trump, he was not protecting our country from bad actors. He said, in fact, when he questioned former FBI Director James Comey, Swalwell literally set up the questionnaire of what had happened to him. At least that's McCarthy's viewpoint. Again, the official response from Swalwell is, from his office, is no comment. Although he did do a brief interview, I should say an interview, I don't know how brief it was, with CNN. And, of course, basically said this was leaked. It was not fair. It got leaked. It never should have been out there. Well, I guess you're right about that. All right, let's take a break and let's change gears. You remember the story yesterday about this time about the Santa who told a four-year-old, I will not bring you that toy. We have new developments. Stand by, please.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
What do you want for Christmas? Mike. No guns.
Nerf gun.
No, not even a Nerf gun. No, if your dad wants to get it for you, that's fine, but I can't bring it to you. Well, what else would you like? What do you think?
Oh, it's okay, buddy.
It's okay. If your dad...
Now, that's kind of hard to hear. We understand that. That's why I was reluctant to use the audio yesterday, but I thought I need to add it today. That is a four-year-old at a mall talking to Santa, and Santa asks, what do you want? And the boy says, I want a Nerf gun. And Santa's response is, no, I'm not going to bring you a Nerf gun. No guns. No guns. And Mom, standing at the side, said, he's talking about a Nerf gun. And Santa again insists, no guns. There are a lot of pieces of this story that take a while to sort through. Now, yesterday it was never clear to me where the mall was. And I'm looking at two stories here in front of me that give you two different locations right now. Now, I'm going to go with the more recent. But let me tell you the story that was put out by the Daily Telegraph 15 hours ago. Headline, Woke Santa, who refused to give a young boy a Nerf gun. And it then says, the Santa who denied a young boy's Christmas request for Nerf gun has been forced to resign from his role at a Texas mall. A Texas mall. Well, one of the most recent stories I have here in front of me says it took place at an Illinois mall. And in fact, I believe it's registered as Norick, Illinois, I believe. Yeah, Norridge, Illinois, the Harlem Irving Plaza. So I think that's more accurate. There's something else that took place, though, with that, and I'm not trying to pass judgment on someone's voice, but I'm wondering, when I was listening to it, it sounds like it's a female as Santa. It's very hard to tell. The voice is, and yet on a piece of video that was circulating, it had a woman's name up. That was the only thing on the screen as you watched the video. If they want to hire a woman and say that's Santa Claus and kids buy it because we're in a woke generation now, I was going to play again, but let's try it just from the beginning and we'll cut out because just listen to the voice. It sounds like a woman to me.
What do you want for Christmas? No guns.
Nerf guns.
No, not even a Nerf gun.
Okay, it's just that first question. What do you want to... Not passing judgment on their voice if it's not. I'm just wondering if that's another part of the story we're not getting. No big deal. It just shows you how things like this can get twisted around in the news. But apparently the decision by this Santa is against guns and said no guns. And Mom says, just a Nerf gun. And again, Santa says, no. Your dad wants to bring it to you, fine, but I'm not bringing you any gun. And the four-year-old started crying. Again saying, no guns. And it wasn't his mother. Apparently, I take it back. The grandmother was videotaping it, and the mom was asking the question while holding another baby. Well, the shopping mall, apparently the one Harlem Irving Plaza in Norridge, Illinois, did decide once they saw that, okay, we got to get rid of that employee, the Santa, male or female, they said the job is done because of that. But then also got another Santa, and definitely a male Santa, to go to the little boy's house. And they captured the video at the house as the Santa shows up, and he brought a gift.
There was a mistake made yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we're so sorry about that. I heard about this up at the North Pole. And I rushed down to the car.
This is crazy, this thing.
Yeah, he heard about the North Pole, and then this Santa came, and I brought you a Nerf gun. That's not going to make a lot of folks who are anti-guns happy, is it? You know, we all like to believe in Santa to an extent or anything like that. Of course, Christmas is more than just Santa, but for kids, that's what it is. Somebody sent me something the other day and it said, you know what? My options are 364 days of doing whatever I want And the one day I get a lump of coal, it's worth it. I'm not making judgment. I'm just telling you what someone sent me. Maybe they're trying to tell me something. I don't know. But this whole woke philosophy running around out there, it's permeating everything, everything. And it's only going to get worse. If you think it's going to begin to slow down and reverse, nope. And now we wait to see if any new developments happen between now and tomorrow regarding the lawsuit from Texas challenging the U.S. Supreme Court to block the electoral votes of four states. We'll wait to see what those four states have to say. So we got a lot to cover for tomorrow and again on Friday. I appreciate you letting your friends and family know we're on the air. I really do. You guys, you are doing an outstanding job of promoting it just because you tell friends and family, and I appreciate it. Well, of course, we're already working on tomorrow's program for you. Got some material already pulled. I might end up junking it before we get to tomorrow because things change like that. Otherwise, I'll be here tomorrow. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.